And welcome back to the second half hour here of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and I'll be with you for the next half hour. In this half hour, we're going to be talking with local music artist Andrew Rutherford. He lives in North Hatley, originally from Drummondville. He's a graduate of Bishop's University in the music department, and he's going to be talking about his music, his career, his dreams, and also his debut song. He has a debut song. It's called It's Christmas, and we're playing that here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. And after the interview, we'll hear Andrew's song called It's Christmas. But before that, we're going to start off with a song by Cashie Keegan. The song is called This Is My Dream. So please stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Down and I won't give in. Somehow I find that strength deep within. 'Cause the passion I feel inside is too strong to lay down and die. 'Cause this is my life, this is my dream, this is the reason my fears of mine. The road may be long, but I'll soldier on. 'Cause I know in my heart where my soul belongs. Don't ever lecture me or tell me who to be. 'Cause this is my life, this is my dream. This is the reason my heart beats. I'd rather fight each day of my life than give up the lead. Oh, 'cause this is my heart, this is my soul, this is the only love I've known. My will to try, 'cause we go with time, but I won't give in. No, 'cause this is my dream. Times I tried to follow a path that was never right for me, and so I promised myself that I would follow my heart, and if no one else believes, well, this is my life, this is my dream, this is the reason my
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. And today we have a local artist with us, Andrew Rutherford. So welcome, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you have a song out. It's actually your debut song, and the song is called It's Christmas. So tell us about yourself. I know that you're based in North Hatley, and you're originally from Drummondville, so you're definitely a townshipper.
That's right. That's right. I grew up in Drummondville. I went to school in Richmond. I'm currently working at Storyville Elementary School. Like, I've always been really in and around the townships. Yeah, I mean, I went to Bishop's University. I have a degree, a bachelor's degree in jazz and pop music studies. You know, hence the the song. Yeah, I'm just trying to do my best as an artist.
Oh, that's wonderful. So tell us about your song. Your song is called It's Christmas. So tell us about the song, what inspired you? And so that's your debut song, right at Christmas. So tell us about that.
Right. So yeah, it kind of came from, I was with a bunch of my friends with my band, and kind of just, we were kind of messing around, and I came up with this lovely little guitar chord progression. And I thought, you know, the way that it sounds, it kind of sounds kind of like magical, or like kind of Christmas-esque and a little nostalgic. And so I kind of just got this idea for Christmas. And then I tried to think as I was writing the lyrics, just, you know, what makes Christmas so Christmassy, you know, where it's like, okay, well, let's think. There's a couple lines in there that are references to Christmas songs that already exist that are classics. And I kind of just rolled with that theme and tried to think of what it would be like to, you know, spend Christmas away from the people that we love, and how it's not really Christmas if we're not there with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So definitely that's what Christmas is all about to most people. So the music came first and then the lyrics came after?
Yeah, something like that.
And you have a band too, you said?
Yes, I do have a band. We're still in the process of writing and recording our very first album. Our band is called One to Walk.
One to Walk. How did you come up with that name?
Ooh, well, that's, there. We don't actually know 100%. It kind of came from a bunch of different things. We were on tour in Alberta. We kind of do this, so we do a little, you know, circuit in Medicine Hat every year. Mm-hmm. And we were watching baseball at one point, just on TV. We were always in a little bit of downtime. And there was a guy who was out there, and he had three balls. And so the announcer just said, and he's got one to walk. And we kind of just latched onto that and kind of said, oh, that sounds interesting. And so we just rolled with that and put together. We thought it sounded really good.
Okay. How long have you had the band? How long has that been in operation?
Ooh, it's been a little while. It's been a good 3-4 years now. We didn't used to be called that, but we've been together now for 3 or 4 years.
Okay. So you definitely see yourself in the future having a music career?
Well, that's the plan anyway.
Okay. Now, so this is your first song, and do you plan to write some more?
Oh, definitely. I've got lots already in the works. Big plans coming. Hopefully in 2024, we'll see more releases as well.
Okay, that would be great in 2024. So you have a few almost done, or just halfway through, or?
Yeah, the good chunks are finished for sure. I've got some that are completely done. They're in the process of, you know, going back and editing and seeing, okay, well, what can go here? What can go there? Is it the guitar song? Is it the piano song? Yeah, like the post-production stages, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Where was that, the song It's Christmas? Where was that recorded, Andrew?
Believe it or not, it was recorded in my parents' basement. I'd moved back home for a couple of days for just a weekend, and I figured, well, now's the time. Now's as good a time as any. And so I have a little mic and a little studio set up down there. And so I just went for it.
That's pretty neat.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know I got an email from you and you wanted us to play the song on the CJMQ here. So who else have you reached out to? Any other places?
I've reached out to a couple other radio stations so far to no avail. I haven't gotten any word back yet, but I'm trying to make the rounds. I'd like to get out there as much as I can, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, see, anything else you'd like to add? Where can people hear the song? Or if they want, can they buy it somewhere?
Absolutely. You can hear the song on Spotify and Apple Music, on all major streaming platforms. You can hear it on YouTube if you don't have any of those. You can also buy it on iTunes for 99 cents if you want to support me more fully, more mm-hmm. completely. But it's all over the place, so give it a listen.
That's great. It's Christmas. Any special plans for Christmas?
Just spending it with the people I love, moving back home and seeing my family again. It's been a little while, so it'll be nice to get back with everyone again.
Okay. How would you classify the song? Is it kind of a pop?
I'd say so. Mm-hmm. I'd say it is. It's you know, Michael Bublé-esque in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Any jazz elements in it, do you think?
Jazz, I would... guess so. There's a couple of suspended chords near the end, so I guess you could classify that as jazz if you really wanted to, but I would put it more in the pop category.
Okay. I noticed you start the song with Baby, It's Cold Outside. So I guess you're aware that a few years ago, that song was kind of controversial.
Yes, I was. There was a lot of talk about that song. And one of the things that I found that was really interesting is when we listen to that song, especially like the original versions of it, you realize just how much a product of the time it really was, you know,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of those sayings are things that people would only get away with saying back then. You could never say those things now, you know, but
mm-hmm.
it's just such a classic song and a classic line in that song that I feel like it's instantly recognizable as Christmas.
It is. Just love it. Now, do you play for weddings or parties or anything, you and your band?
Sometimes. We sometimes do. We've done a couple of weddings. This past year, we had my sister and I, we're both in the band, and we sometimes break off into little subdivisions, and so we played a wedding or two this summer, which was really fun.
If somebody wanted to get in touch with you for a wedding, would that be possible?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's, the best way would be to go through my email, mm-hmm. Should I say what my email
sure,
is?
Sure, if you're comfortable with that.
Of course. So it's rutherfordandrew06@gmail.com. So that's rutherfordandrew06@gmail.com.
Okay, that would be great. Anything else you wanted to add before we go, Andrew?
Go listen to It's Christmas. It's a great song, and it'll get you in the Christmas spirit for sure.
It is, definitely, and we'll be playing a lot of it here on the Cube CJMQ. So thanks very much, Andrew, and have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Baby, it's cold outside. The winter time is here. But I'm all alone inside. I see it all too clear. Ain't hanging no stockings, no lights around a tree. All I really want is you. And the street lights are blinking green and red. But at home without you, it's black and white instead. The season of giving is giving me such pain. All I really again, 'cause it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas somewhere far away. It's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas somewhere far away. It's Christmas. Oh, the snow's falling down.
Yes, it's Christmas.
I'm alone in this town. Somewhere it's Christmas, but I don't know. It's Christmas. Why it's Christmas.
'cause it's Christmas.
And next up, we have some community events here on the Townships at 12. Christmas events at Hope Community Church, first of all. Christmas Eve Candlelight Service. They will be holding their traditional Christmas Eve Candlelight Service on December 24th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church, 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. The doors open at 5:30 p.m. There will be a time of singing carols, lighting candles, and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Light refreshments will be served after the service. Now the next day, it's Christmas for You. They want everyone to be able to enjoy a home-cooked turkey dinner on Christmas Day in good company. Christmas for You will be held in person again this year, and they are inviting those who are far away from family and friends to join them. Hope Community Church for a time of Christmas carols, games, laughter, and of course turkey and all the trimmings. It's happening on Christmas Day, December 25th at 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. Now you need to register to reserve your place. You can call 819-822-2627. That's 819-822-2627, or register online at hcclenoxville.ca/Christmas. That's hcclenoxville.ca/Christmas. And if you miss any of the community events, they are on our webpage, www.cjmq.fm. Just go to the announcements. Also, the Hugs campaign, that is still on. That goes on until March. They are inviting everybody to help keep a homeless person warm this winter. Now, they are accepting donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing. And the greatest need is for warm, comfortable, larger, neutral items of clothing, particularly for men. Toiletries also are welcome. Toothbrushes, deodorants, hairbrushes, and the like. Items can be dropped off directly at their offices in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville, or you can let them do the shopping for you. All monetary gifts are used to purchase essentials. You can also call them to schedule an in-person drop-off of items or checks. Please make your checks payable to Mental Health Estrie and indicate Hugs on the memo line. And they would like to thank everybody who helped them out and supported them. For more information, 819-565-3777. That's 819-565-3777. Or by email, projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. And Christmas is coming up fast, and right behind that is New Year's. Now, we have a couple of New Year's parties coming up. A New Year's Eve party will be held in Sawyerville on December 31st at 4 Ranborough Road. Potluck supper. Tickets are $25 apiece, and the event is sponsored by the Loisirs Sawyerville. The band playing is the Country Swingers. For tickets, please contact Martin Perra, 819-553-8500. The party starts at 9 p.m. and ends at 1 a.m. Also, a very special New Year's Eve party, a fundraiser coming up at the Hut, the ANAF, the Eric McCaig Memorial Annual New Year's Eve Fundraiser Party for the Canadian Fallen Firefighters Foundation, will be held at the ANAF, the Hut, on December 31st. A hockey game at Bishop's University at 2 p.m. starts it out. Players are by invitation only, but it's open to all spectators. A dinner at 6 o'clock at the ANAF, the Hut, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville. The tickets for the dinner are $50 apiece and can be purchased at the Hut ahead of time. You need to purchase your tickets ahead of time. The tickets include the dance and the dinner, afterwards. If you wish to go to the dance only, tickets are $20 apiece. The dance starts at 8 p.m. and finishes at 1:30 a.m. The band playing is a classic rock band called Mech Trio. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Firefighters Foundation. There's a limited number of tickets, so you need to get them as soon as possible. So if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, we would love to help you get the word out. We will announce it on the shows in the morning and the afternoon and also on the Townships at 12. So just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. There's two email addresses, and please give us an email. Just describe the event in few words as you can, and we'll announce it. We'll also put it up on our website, www.cjmq.fm, under the announcement. So please email us rather than call us. So that's it for the community events today.
And we heard Andrew Rutherford's song, It's Christmas, and then we heard some community events for some great activities coming up. So if you're looking for something to do at Christmas or even something to do at New Year's, great community events coming up and supporting great causes too. Next up, Where Anxiety Fits In, and this is from the January, the magazine called Prevention. Interesting information here. Recent research is showing that inflammation is a key factor affecting mental health. Over time, its damage can accumulate to create many issues, including neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and mental health conditions like anxiety. Numerous studies have shown that patients suffering from a variety of anxiety disorders have high levels of inflammatory markers. But does anxiety cause inflammation, or does inflammation cause anxiety? As best we know, it's a two-way street. In animal studies, an influx of simulated inflammation causes mice to display depressed and anxious behavior, which goes away when they are treated with anti-inflammatory cytokines, cell signaling proteins. Human studies have shown that inflammation related to sickness can drive shifts in mood, including the development of depression and anxiety. So just a thought there for today. That's the health news. So I want to thank Kathleen Taylor L'Esperance for the great interview, and also Andrew Rutherford for his interview and his song. So everybody have a great day, have a great weekend, and I'll be back again. And thank you for listening.